The way we hatched the trout eggs in the stream created a method that's used all over the world today. I knew about trout, but I didn't know how to grow trout or anything. And so I talked to a fishery biologist that was a cold water fishery biologist. And he said, Dave, if you want to create a trout stream, the best way you can do it is not put adult fish in out of a hatchery, but hatch eggs in the stream. He said, then they develop their natural survival ability from day one. But if you put a hatchery fish in there, the chances of survival are not good. So we found a source of trout eggs, and then there was a small trout incubator that was being sold in France that some of the fly fishing clubs in the East were using to hatch trout eggs. We bought 100 of those and hatched eggs in our stream. We had great luck, and I became kind of a Johnny Appleseed of that method because it was wonderful, but it didn't work everywhere. It only worked in the very most pristine water. To make it really useful, we wanted to work everywhere trout could live. So I redesigned the box, and Philip Petroleum Company made me a mold, and we sell it now all over the world.
What's that called?
It's called the Whitlock Vibrant Box. Vibrant is the name of the head of the French fishery that developed the initial box, and then the Whitlock came on because I improved it. With his permission and the patent we got, we named it the Whitlock Vibrant Box.
Did that get sold nationwide, worldwide?
Yeah, it's made by Phillips. They don't charge us anything for the box. And then the Federation of Fly Fishermen, who distributes the box and the information on how to use it, sells it to people who want to start it at $1 a piece, you know, to support the program.
Did you gain financially from that?
No, I didn't want any.
That's a box that hatches eggs.
Yes. It hatches eggs, and then what I did was made it hatch eggs better, but also there's two stages to incubation of trout. The egg hatching, but once they hatch, they're not able to eat or swim. So they have to spend about 2 or 3 weeks absorbing their yolk sac to grow into a 3-foot swimming trout. Well, they lay in the gravel, helpless, and a lot of them are destroyed. So I figured out a method where when they hatched, they laid and stayed in the box until they could protect themselves.
So when we give you these titles, fly fisherman, artist, inventor should be given your name, too.
Yeah, just a second. I'm going to show you something.
All right.
This is what the box is for.
Oh.
You put 500 trout eggs in here. You close this up, and the trout eggs have been fertilized, you know. And you put this under the gravel where a trout would spawn because they bury their eggs. These eggs hatch, and then when they hatch, they fall through these slots down into here. And they lay there until they change shape. And when they change shape, they swim back up through here. So they're protected from crawfish and predaceous insects. Phillips, I gave them the idea, and their research department designed this box from what I wanted to do. It's flat and folds up, and it's reusable.
Wow. You are an inventor. The magazine that you're showing me there is Trout Magazine.
Yeah.
This hatchery box, I'll call it. It was a feature in Trout Magazine.
Yeah, I write a regular column for Trout Magazine, which is the leading trout magazine. This is an issue that I did on the Whitlock Vibrant Box. It basically tells what it is, what it's for, and how to use it, and how to get in contact with information to start a program.
Hold that cover up there. I'll take a picture. You write a lot for that magazine.
I have a regular column in it. Anyway, it's used all over the world.
You created a trout stream right here on the ranch using this box.
No, not that box. We initially just stocked it with our tame trout because it's not inducive, this particular stream's bottom, to hatching trout eggs.
Okay.
There's no gravel in it. It's just all bedrock.